Hello, Ken.
How are you?
All right. What's the last thing you built with Lego?
What's the last thing I built with Lego would be, I've been building a Klingon homeworld, which is a Star Trek theme, if you're not into Star Trek. So that's quite an exciting new exhibit for people to come and have a look at.
Oh, so that's on show this weekend, yeah?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. So that's on show both days at the Brixhibition this weekend.
What's the hardest thing you've ever built?
What's the hardest build of thing? Wow. probably the King's Bridge in Launceston because of the big arc.
And how big was it?
Probably about, gee whiz, 4 metres long. So the hardest thing about that was getting the Lego to support its own weight with the big arch underneath.
Yeah. So you're a self-confessed Lego tragic.
Yes, and there's lots of it around.
Indeed there is. It's very popular. Did you start as a kid, as most do, or was it an adult thing?
It's sort of both. It's fairly typical that most people that, you know, they're into Lego when they're young, and when they sort of become teenagers and get married, they sort of fade away and they have a tendency to come back to it when they have kids and of Lego age.
Yeah.
And so quite often adults sort of get back into it in their 30s and, yeah, keep on going.
Right. Well, let's have a look at the exhibitions people can check out this weekend at Ulverston. Most times you have some sort of... because Star Wars is hugely popular, pop culture, and everyone loves to see exhibitions with things that fly. They're always very popular, whether it be, you know, spaceships, rockets, whatever, or planes. So tell us about... you've got a Star Wars destroyer on display this weekend?
Yeah, so that's an Imperial Star Destroyer. It's massive in size. It's probably 4 metres long.
Wow!
It's a year project. Brilliantly done, and it's really impressive when you come and have a look at it.
Right, now I'm just thinking back to what it actually looks like, because I haven't got an image of it here on screen. I'm thinking it's like a triangle sort of thing?
Is it a bit like a wedge sort of shape?
Yeah, yeah. I know the one, yeah.
But the Star Wars fans would probably know what it looks like.
Indeed. A big apartment building as well?
Yeah, so the Brixhibition event is put on by a club, an adult club of fan of Lego, and we've all built an apartment building all exactly the same size but with a different theme, and we can stack them all on top of each other, you see.
Ah, right.
Yeah, so it's sort of similar to Lego Masters last year, if you want to sort of watch Lego Masters last year, where they had to build apartments and stack them on top of each other. This is pretty much a similar sort of theme, but Tasmanian version.
And how many exhibitions will be on site this weekend?
27 different exhibits this weekend, which is, I think, the most we've ever actually had. This could be the Brixhibition event we've ever actually had, I think, to believe. It's actually, I think, we've counted to be 183 tables.
Wow. You'll actually have Lego for sale, I would assume. Someone's going to be selling some gear?
Yeah, so we have Lego sales from GameStore Plus. That's just, you know, normal Lego kit sort of sales. And we also have Blank Designs there selling minifigs. But the good thing about this is kids can actually custom build their own minifigs and purchase them. So they can actually pick the legs they want and the bodies and the heads and the arms and the accessories and, they can actually sort of build their own custom minifigs.
Righto. So let's go through the logistics. So you're at the Sports and Leisure Centre, Oliver Stadium at Ulverston. So you're on the main court, the basketball court, the main court?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. That's the Stadium 1, which is the large one out the back, which we've just totally filled up.
Yeah, I'd imagine. People have to use the check-in TAS app, obviously, and keep in mind social distancing and all of that, because you'll get a huge crowd there both days, I'd reckon. Tickets, you actually have to get them online, right?
That's correct. So tickets are only available from Brixhibition.com website. We, unfortunately, because of COVID, et cetera, we're not doing door sales.
Yeah.
We also have timed sessions. So we actually have 4 sessions per day at 1.5 hours each session. And you can see those session times from the Brixhibition.com website.
Yeah, right, and get your tickets through there as well.
That's correct. So you can see the session times. You can see the prices. Adults are $6, kids are $4, so it's still a very family-friendly price.
Yeah, very good.
And a small administration fee for ticketing. But also, we're also supporting the Coins for Kids.
Yes, you are.
this weekend. I think that there's a Coins for Kids promotion for the entire month, I do believe, up the North West Coast.
Yeah, we're raising money for the Cancer Council. Yeah.
Yes. So, and we're also raising money for that purpose as well. And so when you go to thebrickexhibition.com and purchase your tickets, you can actually opt in to donate some money when you buy your tickets online at brickexhibition.com website.
Right. Well, you'll get a good crowd there, and it's always hugely popular and great to have it back. So first session actually starts 9:30 both days and then wraps up at 4:15 both days, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. All right, and you get all the information and have a look online. Brickexhibition with an H, Bricks, B-R-I-X, Hibition with an H, .com.
That's correct, yes.
All right, Ken, enjoy.
No worries. Thank you very much.